Each Tuesday, feels like a Monday, doesn't it? Each Tuesday, we do a segment called How to Write. And this week, we're looking at quite a specialised but important style of writing, writing a guided reading book. This is basically a book that is designed to teach children how to read. To tell us more about these books, how to write them, and how important it is to set children up for reading themselves from a young age, I'm joined by Yolanda Sorrell. She teaches reading to six-year-olds at Aotearoa School in Christchurch, and she runs some courses on early literacy for teachers as well. Hi, Yolanda.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Yolanda, who is very organised and sent me some of her books to have a flick through ahead of this interview. And they're quite simple, Yolanda, although I suspect deceptively simple. I'm sure a lot of thought goes into them.
Yeah, well, they look really easy to write, don't they? Like when you look at modern art and you think your kid could do it, you think, oh, yeah, my kid could write that. But actually, they take maybe 2 years to produce, and there's a whole team of us working on them because you've got to pitch them exactly right to engage and support that learning reader.
For example, I've got one here called Mum is Exercising, and I'm not taking the mickey here, just to give people an idea of what's in here. So page two says Mum is Running, and there's a picture of Mum running. And then the next page is Mum is Biking, and there's a picture of Mum biking, and then Mum is Climbing, picture of Mum climbing. So tell us about this book, for example. What's going on here, and how might this be useful to kids?
Okay, so that's like one of the very early ones. So in New Zealand, when we use guided reading books, we usually level them in terms of difficulty, and we start at level one, and we go up to about level 30, and then by then kids are more independent, can read a greater variety of texts. But right at level one, and we call that, we give them colours, these levels, and we call that magenta. A child at that level, to them, when they look at a book, they just see black squiggly lines. You know, they don't know letters, they don't know words. And so when you start at that very basic level, you want a story that's engaging, you know, that's going to make them want, you know, like most kids have got a mum or a parent they can think about, and so they can get in that way. But you need it pretty basic, and actually you need it quite patterned, because children can then use the pattern to help them, and that builds up that sense of structure to help them read as well. So there is a lot going on something so simple, but actually it's about building basics and, you know, teaching them one-to-one matching. Some children don't know that each word, you know, each little set of black squiggles is its own word, that they have to read from left to right, that they get to the end of the line and they move down to the next line. That's real basic stuff, and that's what we teach at these very low levels of guided reading books.
I notice there's quite big gaps between the words. That is presumably intentional.
Yeah, definitely. So when children are learning to read, a lot of them at that point, they don't have the visual discrimination skills to even see the spaces between the black squiggly lines. So you make them bigger and you make the letters bigger, and then over time, as the levels increase, you can reduce that right down until eventually they're reading text like you and I, and they don't need that kind of support.
So what else do we need to think about when we're looking at books like these? What goes into them when you're preparing a guided reading book?
Well, you know, the first thing is always going to be the story. And I guess it's the same for all fiction writers. So I get my stories from I've got four children, so from things they've done. Like, for example, two of my sons totally addicted to tomato sauce. I really wanted to write a book about tomato sauce because I knew other kids love it. And so that gave me an idea. And then I've had students say or do things, or we've done things at Kura, and I'll put that in. So you get the ideas. And then I had to think about the characters. So when I wrote mine, mine were all planned out from the very first book. I knew I was going to write 50 books, and I knew I was starting at level one, and I knew I was going to go up to level four, maybe five, with the same four characters, because children love stories about kids like them doing things that they do. Mm. And then I had to think about the scaffolding, so I chose to use high-frequency words. Those are words that appear frequently in texts like da and go and to, and kind of each book would introduce a new one. So book by book, you'd introduce a new word each book. But you also have to think about things like what we call content words, so words that are not common, you know, things like, I don't know, picnic or park. And so then you use your pictures to scaffold those words. And then you need some words that are decodable, so children are using their phonic skills. So you're kind of trying to pull all the strategies for teaching children to read kind of into this one book. But You also want the book to be really fun and you want to engage them. And so I always try, if I can, to make a wee joke in the book, or there's, you know, there's always an oh no or oh yum, or there's a cake in the book because I love cake. So there's all these things I'm thinking about, and it takes from the idea or the story, every set takes me about 2 years before finally it's published, because there's so much scaffolding, so much I have to think about, so much practice I have to do with my students, and then I have teachers who test them for me as well. So there's a lot involved.
Yeah. What do you teach teachers, and what do they need to know about using a book like this?
So what I teach teachers, I started going back 18 years when I came back to New Zealand from teaching in the UK for 10 years. And I was really shocked when I came back to New Zealand and found out we still weren't teaching phonics in New Zealand. And most state-trained teachers, myself included, we were not trained in how to teach that. Well, I've been teaching that in the UK, and I was responsible for teaching phonics to teachers and teacher aides in Tower Hamlets. So I kind of knew what to do. So I came back here and saw it wasn't being done, and my principal at St Albans School in Christchurch, she challenged me, and she said, well, this is your professional duty. So I started running little courses thinking no one would come, but that's not been the case. So I started doing my phonics work here, but always knowing that phonics is one part of teaching children to read, and there's more to teaching children to read than just phonics. And you would never want to just, you know, only teach phonics. You want to engage children in literacy, and you want to build oral language, and you've got to build graphic knowledge and structure. So my courses have kind of segued a little bit into those areas as well. But most teachers would know me for teaching them how to teach phonics.
Is there enough of this sort of resource out there?
There's never enough, you see. There's never enough, because some children come into school and you look at them, you just think, wow, you're going to learn to read really easily. And so they only need, you know, they'll go through the levels quite quickly, and then they'll be independently reading. But, you know, I've got some children who might be on a level for a very long time, and basically you can run out of books. And because you always want to match the book to the student, you know, you can't just give them any old book. Like if you've got a child who loves cars, you really try hard to find a book about cars, but it has to be leveled so they actually can read it and have a sense of achievement. So yeah, like it's unlimited how many guided reading books we could have. It would be wonderful to have a gazillion.
Really lovely to have you on the show. Thank you for the mahi that you've done on these books, and I'm sure there's lots of kids out there who are happy to have you around, helping them through an early life challenge and setting them up for life. Thanks, Yolanda.
Oh, kia ora, Jesse. Thanks for your interest.